Kevin Begley, Star 99.9, today's best mix. We're hanging out at Webster Bank Arena in Bridgeport with Tyler and Josh from 21 Pilots. Welcome back to Connecticut. Is it everything you remembered from the last time?
Yeah. Verbatim.
Yeah. Casinos, pizza.
Yeah, pretty much.
I've always admired you guys in your career.
Thanks.
Really because of your fan base. They're so passionate. I know you hear that a lot, but it really is, it's something special. What do you think it was about Blurry Face that really connected to so many more people than the fan base they already had?
I mean, being on the radio helped. I think, you know, Josh and I, our goal from the beginning was we just want as many people as possible to hear our music. But at the same time, trying not to compromise what that music is to try to get there. So, you know, when we first signed to a label, we started releasing songs, even the record that came before Blurry Face. It's all the same attitude. It's all the same philosophy. It just didn't really like kick in radio like it did for Blurry Face. So, but that's okay, because I think that even though we might be riding a really big high right now, when it comes down, what we'll be left with is the fans that we had, or more of those types of fans that are just going to be around forever
totally.
For us. And that's why we feel like it's just such a, we're so grateful to even be on the radio. A lot of bands want to be
right.
on the radio.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
But that's how, you know, in the process, you're going to get out there. There's going to be people who don't like your stuff that feel like it's being force-fed to them or overplayed or however, any negative that comes from playing your song on the radio, that might happen, but the goal for us is we want to get those ears of the people that are going to be around for a while, and the radio is a great platform to get a hold of those people.
Totally.
And so hopefully they stick around.
Awesome. So one of the things about your live shows is that, I mean, there's two of you on stage and it's always so much energy. So you're climbing stuff, you're jumping in the crowd, like it's so great, the live shows. And now that you're at this level, I feel like you could sort of create anything you want with the live shows. Mm-hmm. Is there something that you ever wanted to do that everyone said like, no, that's too dangerous, or we can't do that?
One word: giraffes.
Giraffes.
Yeah.
You wanted to have giraffes on
stage? We wanted the giraffes to zip line though.
Yeah.
Through the arena.
Ziplining giraffes.
I'm into that.
But they say it's too dangerous.
For the giraffes or for you?
Both. For the giraffes.
For other bands. Like,
right.
Because other bands may never have a career again if we can pull off ziplining giraffes. No one will want to go to any other concert in the world other than
right. That would break the internet. That would break everything.
It's over at that point.
So we're in the middle of the season where they're announcing all the big, you know, weekend festivals. If you could book your dream festival and you were in charge of booking the three headliners, who would you book?
Like the late afternoon slot would be the Chuck E. Cheese band, you know, the robots.
I don't know the Chuck E. Cheese. Oh, at Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but like they're robots.
Yeah, yeah.
But they just, they rip like all the top, like crazy bangers. You know what I mean? So like that's
I'm into
that's
that.
Up there. Yeah. I guess Rage getting back together and performing would be up there too. And then the final set would be, Rage Against the Cheese, which would be Chuck E. Cheese band and Rage.
Would you buy tickets to that?
Yeah. Yeah, I would definitely buy tickets.
And one last question. So, Tyler, I know you got married a few years ago. I'm getting married in August.
Nice.
Is there any advice? I'm in the planning stages right now. Any advice going forward?
Advice. Well, I love being married, so it's all good. I think the weirdest part about getting married was all of a sudden wearing jewelry, like
right.
A
so
ring.
I've never worn rings or anything.
It's
some
really
people wear
weird.
Them, but
no, it psychs you out at first.
Yeah,
like, I don't know what's on my finger right now. I don't know what's going on. Like, do I wash my hands with it still on? Is there soap underneath it? I mean, you have all kinds of questions
right.
at that point.
Oh no, now I'm stressed.
Yeah, no,
about the ring.
Give it a few months,
yeah.
and then honestly, it just becomes a part of your routine. It becomes a part of your life, and you're just like, you know, all you have to do now is like, does she still love me? You know, that's really right. The only question you have to worry about. So
awesome.
You know, it's all fun.
Well, thank you guys so much. We're excited for the show tonight.
Thank you.
Star 99.9, today's best mix, 21 Pilots.
Hey, this is Tyler.
This is Josh.
We're 21 Pilots on Star 99.9, today's best mix.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.